No, I want that. That's my copy.
We'll work.
Can I keep a copy?
Yeah.
How come you took my copy?
Well, you can keep the copy. The gentleman I'd like to introduce you, Rick Keyes.
Commissioner.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm not.
That's okay.
Rick is one of the 1943 in rebuilding our clubhouse he's going to create, and he'd like to say hi to you guys.
Yeah, I'll just tell you real quick. The address I give you, that's Old Country Club, of course, at Fireside. So Steve Radford bought all the property. He's going to develop it. He told me 200 homes, so Fireside's going to grow. I got a certificate in need for 70 rooms, so the Old Country Club, I'm rehabbing it, and it will be a 50-room facility right there on the lake, and I think Fireside will be a, you know.
Well, I have another question about that since I live next door to it. Have you talked to the Planning Commission about this? Because I would think you would have to rezone the property.
Oh, he'll take care of that.
Well, that hasn't happened. JT, anyway, Wanda said we're not taking your money.
All right. She's thank you.
JT,
what?
Cool it. Cool it.
Thank you, Justin. All right. Commission.
Thank you, ladies.
Uh-huh. Thank you. All right, moving on down. Park Board resignation and appointment of board members.
I just have one question on that, and I have not looked at the bylaws.
Are you talking about Park Board?
Yeah, are we accepting the number?
Well, on the Ricky Gandhi.
Are they able to vote according to their minutes? An individual has not yet attended a meeting, so they voted to remove them. Are they able to do that within their bylaws? And I've not read it.
That is the county commission's job. I don't know that either. But Ricky Gandhi III, who was appointed, he called me, and his father developed, and the reason he couldn't make the meeting, his father developed an illness that turned fatal, and then he had to take over the business in St. Louis. So he had every intention, he said, of wanting to be part of, but he can no longer. So he wants, he will have to resign.
So have we received that resignation by email or letter?
He called the phone and
typically, in the past, we've always had them send us some sort of letter. That way we can vote on accepting the resignation letter, and then we can move forward with making a motion to reappoint. So how do you guys want to proceed?
I'm willing to accept his resignation based upon his phone call. I realize that was just a... I can... see if I still have that number that he called from. If I wrote it down, I think I did. I can call and ask him to send something by email or... I'm going to move to accept a resignation of Ricky Gandhi III from the Taney County Park Board. His term was to expire December 31st, 2023, and he now resides in St. Louis.
And I don't doubt you. I can't second because I've not seen or heard a resignation from him.
That's so. Okay.
Like I said, I'm not doubting you. I just don't think that's proper or formal. So
then I guess we need to read the bylaws if he continues just to not come to any meetings.
Or get a, if you have a phone number for him.
I don't know if I do. I'd have to, I'll look back. I didn't, I would think it could be found somewhere. Oh, he may be on his application when he applied. I don't know.
Motion dies, lack of second.
Do we just have that one?
We don't have any members to appoint then.
Okay, until mm-hmm. that vacancy is there.
Yes.
Do you want to see if we can get something before the end of the day? So we can come back and revisit it today? Mm-hmm.
If Nikki's here, she may be able to look at, I don't know if you can look past, like on a phone log of the county to see where the call came in from. He said he was in St. Louis, managing the business after the death of his father.
Like I said, there may be an application or contact information, email address or something there. So. Mm-hmm.
It could be put on for next week if the information becomes available.
Yeah, either that or later on today. I don't, like I said, we're here for a little bit.
Board appointments, Enhanced Enterprise Zone.
Is this you, Jonas? We have two openings, is that right?
Two expiring. Well, there's two.
Two that have already expired?
They have expired.
Do you know if any of them are... How many times have you guys met?
We have to meet annually.
That's what I was thinking. And then more if need be.
Yeah, historically so by statute we have to meet once prior to June 30. And then historically most of the years we've had an additional meeting in December.
The two members that are, the term is up, is Chet Dixon and Brent Kopp.
Brent Kopp, Chet, and
they both desire to stay on.
Yeah, well. They've indicated they would serve another 5-year term if approved. I believe they both submitted their application via the online link.
Yes.
Yeah, they have.
Now this was actually should have been done 1/1/21.
Chet Dixon told me he submitted his last year. And I asked him to submit again because employee did not find.
After our annual meeting in 2020, both gentlemen indicated they were going to apply. Mm-hmm. And just like many things in 2020, kind of slipped people's minds, and then we didn't catch it again until this year. Per the state statute, though, members of that board continue to serve even after their term has expired, okay, unless action is taken to. Yeah.
But my question is that the 5-year doesn't start today; it starts from 1/1.
Oh, absolutely! Yeah.
Move to reappoint Brand, is it Kopp or Kopp? Kopp and Chet Dixon to the EEZ board for a term of 1/1/21 through 12/31 of 25.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioners.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
Was that Jonas laughing the loudest back there earlier?
Board appointments, Point Lookout Airport. We have two expiring board members as of July 31st, 2021.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
We have applications from both of those members desiring to be reappointed and to serve again.
Correct. Both Bill Jones and Glenn Cameron's terms expired yesterday, and would like to continue to serve on board.
I just want to make sure I'm clear on something. On our notes here, Phil Carman is Representative Hollister.
Correct.
Not Phil Cameron, right? It's Carman. Okay.
Okay.
In our, and it's internal here, I'm sure. I just want to make sure I'm not reading something wrong. You guys see what I'm talking about?
Say that again.
Well,
That's
not up to date. That's not up to date. If you're talking about the notes on the application, is that what you're talking about?
No,
I'll show you.
On the Board of Trustees page.
That's what I'm talking about. That's not up to date at all.
But down at the bottom is what he's got, right?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. That's not up to date. On.
Up here is where he's. There.
So it doesn't show anything here. This is not correct either.
Okay.
That's just statements down below. That's not.
So we have Bill Jones and Glenn Cameron. Have both. Expressed interest to remain on
that? Yes.
Mm-hmm.